Hello, listeners. I'm Derek Quackenbush, and this is Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success. Welcome to our series on getting into America's top universities. And this episode, the types of schools in the United States. We're joined by Suzanne Condon, the founder of Coast to Coast College Counseling and an expert on the college admission process. So, Suzanne, you know, in this series, we're using the term college and university somewhat interchangeably to indicate, you know, where to earn a bachelor or a postgraduate degree. But there is a difference between a college and a university. Would you explain to our listeners what that is?
I would like to do that. There's a breakdown between those two types of schools. We have a group of schools that are referred to as liberal arts colleges. These are smaller schools, typically. They're private. They have a focus on learning for learning's sake. There's like a joy of learning. There's a focus on intellectual development and developing the whole individual. It's a focused on experiences as well as learning academically. The professors at liberal arts colleges tend to be focused on the student and teaching and less on doing research. This provides a student with more freedom to combine different interests. You see more multidisciplinary studies at smaller liberal arts colleges. They help students develop critical thinking skills, thinking outside the box, and they believe that these kind of skills will ultimately help the student in their future career pursuit as well as their future goals of going on to grad school. When I think of a liberal arts school, I think of a smaller school. When I think of a research institution, I think of them as being committed to research as a central mission. These tend to be your larger schools. Oftentimes, they're public universities. The professors are focused on getting grants and doing research. Oftentimes, in your first year, you might have large auditorium-sized classes with maybe 500 students and oftentimes taught by a teacher's assistant, not even the professor, because the professor might be writing or doing research. Students who are more focused on a particular field of study, like if you know you want pre-med or you know you want engineering, oftentimes you'll look at a research institution. You're going to have a lot of access to experts in that field. They're going to offer more degrees. And at a large research institution, you'll see a lot of graduate programs. So there is a difference between a small liberal arts school and a research school. But there are plenty of schools that I see that are kind of a meld of both, that kind of blend both the liberal arts with the research. So I think there's nuances to it.
Can students get a graduate degree from a quote unquote college, or is it only from a quote-unquote university that they can get a graduate degree or, say, a PhD?
Typically, it's from a university, but that is not exclusive. I think there might be some of the smaller colleges that do offer graduate degrees, but typically you would think of graduate degrees coming from your larger research institutions.
And you mentioned like public university, you know, private liberal arts colleges. Can you maybe explain to our listeners, you know, the public school system here in the United States?
Sure. Most of the states in the United States have a statewide system, and they have a state school and they have a university system. So for instance, in California, we have the University of California. It comprises of schools such as UCLA and UC Berkeley. And we also have a state system with excellent schools with Cal Poly San Luis Obispo and San Diego State. The more prestigious schools tend to be the larger statewide universities.
And these larger universities, I mean, are they as difficult to get into as some of the top, you know, private colleges?
They absolutely are. They're as competitive, and in some cases, even more so. They have over 100, our schools in California have over 100,000 applicants. And so it's very competitive.
Wow. What is the Ivy League?
The Ivy League comprises of 8 private universities in the northeastern United States. These include elite colleges that people are very familiar with: Brown University, Columbia University, Cornell University, Dartmouth College, Harvard University, the University of Pennsylvania, Princeton University, and Yale University.
Is there a name or a group that would include the West Coast schools, like, you know, Stanford and whatnot? Or is it really just the Ivy League, is those eight schools, and everything else is just colleges and universities across the U.S.?
It's everything else is colleges and universities across the U.S., although there are sometimes people that do associate a Stanford as an Ivy League.
Just because it's such a great school, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, great. So really interesting, and this will be the last question of this episode. You mentioned Dartmouth College, Harvard University. Do they see themselves differently in that regard, college versus university, or is it just the way they've chosen to name themselves?
I think it's the way they've chosen to name themselves.
It's interesting. It can be confusing, can't it? Suzanne, thank you for sharing this information on the types of schools in the United States. Listeners, you can learn more about this episode or Suzanne and her work on our resource page at podcastsofamerica.com/universities. Please stay tuned for our next episode, What Makes a University One of the Best? Until next time, this is Derek Quackenbush for Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success.